What to do when your garage door stops when you try to close it. Automatic garage doors are such a blessing in modern homes that make our life a whole lot easier. They not just save our time but energy as well. For instance, when it comes to electric garage doors, you don't have to get out of your car and bend and lift the door, and then do the contrary to close it. All these things can be done with just a single click of a button, credits to automatic garage door openers. However, sometimes dependency can be very harsh. What if the remote stops responding or the chain breaks down? What if you get stuck in a situation where your overhead door won't open or keeps on stopping when you strive to close it? Before thinking about garage door replacement in Phoenix, check for obstruction. The main culprit can be an obstruction. Garage doors that are automatic utilize sensors to identify if anything is present under them. Check and find out if something is obstructing the way, because your overhead door will not close if something is in the way. Even a small object can activate the alarm. So, ensure nothing is present under your garage door to prevent it from closing. Check the track and ensure it's not obstructed. Ensure nothing is jamming or obstructing the track. For the overhead door to open and close without any difficulty, it must have an obstruction-free track, and if even something small comes under the way, the garage will stop working completely. Make use of a flashlight to make sure no object is obstructing the way. Ensure you don't have a broken spring. A stretched or broken spring is another reason why your overhead door keeps stopping. In this case, you've to call professional garage door service in Phoenix, because striving to make it a DIY project can injure or even damage the door permanently. Check if sensors are all right. If no obstacle is there, the next point of investigation should be sensors. Automatic overhead doors have photo eye sensors that make sure the doors don't close on someone or something, causing stern damage. These sensors can be misaligned, interfering with the mechanism of the door to run appropriately. You should see lights on both the sensors, and they must blink or be lit. If any one or both lights are out, realign the sensors to make the door up and running. If you've tried all the troubleshooting methods without any real success, then it's time to call Arizona Garage Door Guru for immediate help. We offer emergency garage door repair in Phoenix and the surrounding areas.